USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
New home sales fell sharply in June. Government figures showing sales of new homes dropping by 6.6% at the annual rate of 667,000 units last month. The median price of a new home sold in June, President Biden said that U.S. combat troops would leave Iraq by the end of 2021, but the U.S. military would continue to work with Iraqi forces in the fight against the Islamic State.
Our shared fight against ISIS is critical for the stability of the region, and our counterterrorism cooperation will continue.
A coronavirus vaccine mandate for all California state employees is going to kick in next Monday. A similar rule is also set to take effect for municipal workers in New York City. And in Chicago, if you're heading to the upcoming Lollapalooza Music Festival, you'll need to wear your mask. USA Radio News.
If you drive a car, truck, SUV, or vehicle of any kind, you need GetUpside, the free gas app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy. That's right. With the free GetUpside gas app, you can get up to 25 cents a gallon cash back every time you buy gas. Nearly 3 million people have earned cash back with GetUpside just for buying gas.
I always use GetUpside. Some months, I make $200 to $300.
I love getting money back for things I use every day. It's just free money for buying gas.
There's no catch. It's simple. And you get your cash back right away.
Download the free GetUpside app now in the App Store or Google Play to save up to 25 cents per gallon when you buy gas. Use promo code BEACH for a 25 cent per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's up to 50 cents a gallon on your next fill up. You can cash out anytime to PayPal or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Earn cash back on gas on every fill up. Just download the free GetUpside app and use promo code BEACH for a 25 cent per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code BEACH.
Republicans on Capitol Hill are pressing President Biden to push China regarding the origins of COVID-19.
Finding the true cause of COVID-19 is the only way to be stronger from the pandemic. Iowa Congresswoman Marionette Miller Meeks tells Fox News, now is the time for President Biden to put pressure on stonewalling China.
President Biden has an opportunity also to bring other countries and bring allies on board and the international community on board to ask for an investigation and information from the laboratory that we do not have, because this is important. It's important for public health, not only here in the United States, but also abroad.
China officials are adamant the virus started in the wild and not the Wuhan lab being eyed by American scientists. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
A caravan of protesters from South Florida is rallying for Cuban freedom on Monday. The group making its way to Washington, D.C. after protests broke out in Cuba earlier this month. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
President Biden and Vice President Harris are marking the 31st anniversary of the Americans with Disabilities Act.
Many of us can still recall an America where a person with disability was denied service in restaurants and grocery stores.
During a White House ceremony, Biden noting he co-sponsored the original legislation when he was in the Senate. Biden adding that improving the lives of disabled Americans is far from over.
Thanks to this movement that spans all races, beliefs, backgrounds, and generations, we're once again making progress together.
Police in Texas are finding creative ways to arrest illegal immigrants in their state.
The state of Texas has started using a new tool to fight the influx of illegal border crossings into their state. Last week, state law enforcement began arresting illegal migrants on trespassing charges, part of Governor Greg Abbott's plan to stem the flow of migrants into Texas. Attorney General Ken Paxton tells Fox News that the state has taken this approach because the federal government has refused to fulfill its duty to secure the border.
You know, it's slow at first. I mean, we're just beginning this process. We've been forced into this. The Governor Abbott just started this process, and he's been forced into it because the federal government, as you can see, as your reporter just showed, they are not doing the job, and they have no interest in doing the job, and they continue to invite people to cross the border. To the detriment of this country and even maybe to the detriment of some of these immigrants.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.